We do want to start by digging into the latest on the standoff between Congress and Attorney General William Barr. Jennifer Habercorn joins us now. She's congressional correspondent for the Los Angeles Times with us from Washington. Jennifer, good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So a key House committee has decided it's going to move forward on contempt charges to Bill Barr. What has just happened today?
So Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, had kind of given Attorney General William Barr a second chance to turn over the entire Mueller report. If you remember, the House got a redacted version of the report recently. Now they want the whole thing, no redactions in there. The Attorney General failed to meet that deadline of this morning, and now the House is going to move forward to hold him in contempt because he won't hand over the entire report.
I see. So the committee, though, has to take its own vote, and that's supposed to happen a little later this week.
Yeah, that'll start on Wednesday, and that's expected to be successful. Democrats outnumber Republicans on the committee, and we don't expect any Democrat to defect and not support the motion to move forward with holding him in contempt. Then it would go to the full House, and we would expect it to be successful there as well.
And then if indeed that does happen, what does that mean for Bill Barr?
Well, Bill Barr would be in contempt of Congress, which is a pretty big deal. I should add that the Republicans have done this in the past to Democrats. During the Obama administration, Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress. There's been a lot of speculation what the actual punishment would be. The House could decide to try to enforce this contempt by fining Barr. There's even speculation he could be held in the House jail, but that seems very, very unlikely. Then it would come down to, do they go to court to try to enforce this? And it's an escalation of this brewing standoff between House Democrats and the administration. The attention has kind of gone away from impeachment of the president and focusing more on holding the attorney general in contempt.
Now, I imagine that Republicans are seeing this latest move by Representative Nadler as an excessive overreach. I mean, they might point to the fact that Barr testified for 5 hours before the Senate Judiciary Committee just last week. So do we have any sort of initial reactions from the GOP to Jerry Nadler's decision here?
They, in fact, do think it's overdramatic. They say that they have the report with redactions, and that should be enough for Congress. And Republicans argue that this is going over the top, that the Justice Department is in negotiations with Congress right now as to what can be provided to the legislative branch, and they feel like it's an overreach to already go to contempt, literally just moments after the Attorney General missed the 9 a.m. Eastern deadline.
I am seeing here, though, in the contempt citation that's been put out that, in fact, the citation notes directly the Justice Department's longstanding policy against indicting a sitting president. And so it says here that, quote, Congress is therefore the only body able to hold the president to account for improper conduct in our tripartite system and urgently requires a subpoenaed material to determine whether and how to proceed with its constitutional duty to provide checks and balances on the president and the executive branch there. So, it's kind of looking at the Justice Department and saying, well, you've given us no other choice.
Exactly. And that's part of Democrats' overreaching argument here, is that if Barr decided that there's nothing to indict the president on here, they have a different bar to meet. The Justice Department may decide whether to indict, but Congress has a duty to oversee the executive branch, and they want to investigate whether that's for putting together legislation in the future or just holding the president to account. And so they feel like the first step in that process is getting the entire Mueller report.
Well, as for right now, though, we have to look to Wednesday, just day after tomorrow, as the House Judiciary Committee will take its vote on this contempt citation. So Jennifer Habercorn with us from Washington, congressional correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. Jennifer, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed.
Thanks for having me.